I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Oh no! Say It Isn't So! Another book with skinny in its name. First there was Skinny Bitches, then More Skinny Bitches, followed by Secrets of Skinny Forever. Even 7 minutes to a skinnier you. When will it ever end? Well, apparently no time soon. As I have in my hands ready, The Real Skinny, and I'm holding the co-authors hostage on the line. They are Julie Upton and Catherine Brooking, who subtitled their skinny book, Appetite for Health's 101 Fat Habits and Slim Solutions. Julie and Catherine, welcome to Body Language.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I'm skeptical, I admit it, so tell me, all of us, please, why The Real Skinny is the real deal. This is your big chance.
Sure. Well, this is Catherine, and I'm happy to take a first stab at that question. It is the real deal because both Julie and I are registered dietitians. We have a combined experience talking and teaching about weight loss and weight management for multiple decades. So we have really dedicated our lives to nutrition and also to helping people lead healthier lifestyles and manage their weight.
You know, as dietitians, we don't use the term skinny, and we actually talk about leanness and healthfulness, and so skinny is not really part of what we promote. It was the publisher that wanted to be part of, you know, the skinny conversation that's going on out there. So actually, I loved your intro.
Well, like it or not, I'm on the publisher's side, so let's get into The Real Skinny and look at the table of contents here. Chapter 1, It's Out of My Control. Hey, folks, what is out of your control?
Catherine, do you want to take that?
Sure. Well, there's so many factors. Out of my control is really one of the habits that people get into a mindset where they have a default of why they can't manage their weight. And so out of my control can mean things like, oh, you know, my metabolism is just really slow. Or I'm big boned and these are my genetics, therefore I will never be able to control my weight.
Speaking of big boned, I did an interview once with a 13-year-old boy who weighed 310 pounds, and his parents were defending his size to the doctor. And they said, well, you know, doc, everyone in our family is big boned. And the doctor said, Mr. Smith, bones don't jiggle.
Right.
I thought that was kind of an interesting perception. But, you know, those stereotypes follow us through life, don't they?
They absolutely do. And, you know, these are pervasive, this out of my control thinking. And the good news is that we've covered most of what we've heard in, like, as Catherine said, in 30 years of being working in the field combined of nutrition, that basically tell people, no, you are in control.
Part of your effort, it seems, is to help people break pre-existing habits that are inhibiting their progress, and you're doing that essentially through a form of health literacy. Is that a fair assumption on my part?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, there is some, you know, to get back to it's out of my control, for sure we are all born with certain genetics that predispose us to many things, including the proclivity to gain weight. So there is some validity to, you know, being larger size or coming from a long line of people who tend to be larger.
But
having said that, historically in the United States, we did not have an obesity problem until the early 1980s. And so there has not been a genetic shift in just the last 30 some odd years. What we do know is that yes, you can have a proclivity toward a certain height and weight, but what we're seeing today is really the result of environmental factors.
And we are speaking with the authors of The Real Skinny. They are Julie Upton and Catherine Brooking, who subtitled their skinny book, Appetite for Health's 101 Fat Habits and Slim Solutions. By the way, where can our listeners get more information about you and the book and all those nasty fat habits?
Sure. Our website is appforhealth.com. That's spelled APP for health.com. And on our site, we have literally well over 1,000 articles on weight management. But also, you'll see a place where you can purchase the book and also read more about the book. So we welcome people to visit our site.
I have in my hands The Real Skinny, which is a fat book. In fact, speaking of fat, I'm looking at fat habit number 13. Oh, I'm always hungry, says Missy C. What do you say to people who toss out that old cliche, I'm always hungry, how can I possibly lose weight because my stomach is the enemy, is just growling at me?
Yeah, well, that we hear this quite a bit, and I this is Julie. What we tend to see is that people are so, they're not physiologically hungry, they're emotionally hungry. And so, you know, they're hungry because they're watching ads on TV that drive them to want fast food, or you know, it's they're bored, they're tired, they're anxious, and that's where a lot of Americans think they're hungry, but they're not. They're emotionally hungry. So we basically created what we call the hunger scale.
Yes, and I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, and it's a great tool to get people back in tune to be more of a what we call a mindful or intuitive eater, where they can tell, you know, is my stomach really telling me that I'm hungry now? And we don't want people to go, you know, so long, you know, between meals that they're just starving and then they overeat. But you want to, you know, use the scale and be in the mid-range of it so that you're slightly hungry when you get something to eat and you stop before you're stuffed.
Speaking of being slightly hungry, there's a wonderful chapter entitled I'm Clueless. Clueless when it comes to shopping and cooking, and I'm looking at your guide to the supermarket and what the supermarket is trying to do to you to influence your eating habits. It's insidious, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, start with those end caps. You know, when you think about it, when you're shopping, and the majority of the time that we're spent shopping, we're aimlessly going up and down aisles. And if you're doing that, so that means if you're shopping without a list and without a purpose, you are just so vulnerable to buy items that you don't really want to have in your house.
In fact, you described me perfectly. In a typical shopping trip, shoppers, that's me, spend 60 to 80% of their time pushing their carts up and down the aisles aimlessly.
That's right.
So instead of having a list in their hands, right, and with blinders on, I'm going to buy this and that's it.
Right.
They're setting themselves up for a case of victimology.
That's right.
Because all these flashing lights and...
Yeah, and it's the, you know, most of us recognize, or most shoppers recognize only the bold print on packages, and the bold print is all the marketing hype. The small print that's hidden are the nutrition facts that you really need to understand. So we give some great advice on when you're shopping, you know, what to look for, what not to look for, you know, looking higher and lower rather than what's at eye level, because what's at eye level is usually the most expensive and the least healthy.
And the most profitable.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, not only are we going to help people save a lot of money when they're shopping, it's going to help you lose weight.
Finally, let's talk about organic. True or false, is one better than the other?
Right now, there is not conclusive evidence to say that buying and eating organic food is inherently more healthful. So there are certainly some pros to organic practices. There's some research to show certainly that organic practices may be better for the environment long term. However, there's also some, you know, just because you're buying organic doesn't mean that, you know, you still don't have to wash your produce. And there aren't clear-cut studies showing that organic produce is necessarily more nutritionally valuable than conventionally grown.
We've been speaking with the authors of The Real Skinny, subtitled Appetite for Health's 101 Fat Habits and Slim Solutions. To both of you, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language. We've definitely got the real skinny.